Gavin Kelly is Chief Executive Officer at the Road Freight Association, on the line to us from Pretoria this evening. This 97 cents a litre increase and 98 cents a litre increase in the diesel price coming through at midnight tonight, Gavin Kelly, is not comfortable, I don't think.
Well, it's not comfortable for any of the consumers in the country. And good evening, Bruce, and good evening to your listeners. It's obviously going to have a knock-on effect, and it's going to have a huge knock-on effect. That's a rand a litre. 6 cents, call me a liar for 6 cents. That's a rand a litre. And there are a number of transporters who really, really live from hand to mouth. They are the guys who don't have the luxury of contracts. They've got to go out there and find work. And for them, that could be the deal breaker when they now say, well, I'm now going to have to charge you X amount more for every kilometre that I drive with your load. And that might just very well push them out. But at the end of the day, you and I are going to be paying more because everything is transported around the country, 88% of all the goods on a road and by truck.
Exactly right. It has inflationary consequences, but also it raises the cost base for your members, for road freight haulers, for hauliers all over the place. And it messes with the maths of running these businesses quite substantially.
Yeah, it does. There are some operators or transporters who have the luxury of contracts, and they can have the pricing built into that, pricing fluctuations. And I'm afraid we haven't seen many decreases over the last couple of months. But they would be relatively safe, maybe a month lagging in getting their payments. But the biggest problem is going to be for those guys who go out there looking for jobs on a daily basis, run what they can when they can, and that's going to have a huge effect, a very, very big effect on them being able to stay sustainable.
Thank you, Gavin Kelly, Chief Executive Officer at the Road Freight Association this evening.